And our people, PJ in the study, just listening to a little R&B, getting ready to do a little work, thinking about things, thinking out loud again. First of all, I want to take a little time and give a shout out to one of my students. Contacted me in the hallway and informed me that he listens to the webcast. That's not beyond the classroom influence. That's what love is all about. Love is not about a selfish act that a person can do to get some money for it. Oh, man. So many people are in jobs, and they don't understand the significance of saying thank you to God when you get a job that you can really relish in. And teaching is my job. I teach. But here's the beautiful part of it. The world is my classroom. Not just talking about philosophy, not just talking about mentoring young men and teaching. Man, one of the true living antidotes to cure any ill that you might have would be for you to come in contact with something that gives peace to your soul and a rise to your life. That's enough to thank God about for all day long. Peace to your soul and a rise in your life. That is a wonderful, wonderful way to think about life. And see, it's the way we think about lives that messes up our lives. I know that God has given peace to us and the energy to enjoy this habitat that he has given us to live on. I'm thankful to God today that I can come home, get in my study, put a little R&B on, and listen to those youngsters sing about things that are still going on from generation to generation. Hey, you know, it's final week of teaching. Taking all my students through everything. And I'm so excited about seeing the paper, the better paper, in the latter part of the semester. Yeah. Anthony Hamilton, one of my favorite artists. I've always liked that good old country boy singing, you know, songs like Who, Sitting by the Dock of the Bay. Remember that? I remember when the plane crashed. All around the musical world, everyone was sad. Now, this is how I catch up, because as an older man, I find myself separated from the music of today. It's not classic R&B, something that I can understand why the singer's making those statements. I guess, excuse me, what I'm confronted with is not only my lack of knowledge about where they're coming from in some of the music, but my I don't want to know where they're coming from. Sometimes the sounds, the lyrics, and whining and carrying on, and I don't have the patience to try to figure out why the young man is singing like that. But here, this man is just singing about the love that he has for his woman in specific terms, not bemoaning the fact, or how do I get her back? You know, different kind of music. And the genre for the younger people is not how to get her back. They don't even know how to approach a relationship in the right way. Let's say, look at Oprah Winfrey. Or who's that bald-headed black guy that comes on? A failed marriage before he got in this one, and he's forever making up. I call it the Samson Keep apologizing to God for what comes natural. If my wife was here, that's what I'd sing to her. Is having you close to me, Lucy, is amazing. That's what it was when we first got married. Now, with a lot of time with an individual, you learn about him, and that kind of amazing feeling kind of fades away. Well, let me just share something with you. You have to work on certain love affairs. Have to. Because especially when that lady starts having those babies and her body starts changing, you better get with the program. I know it's impossible, but this is, if I had one wish, this is what I would wish. I would wish that God would let me live long enough to see these boys that are now in their 21 to 35 years old. Let me see how they look when they're at least 50. That means that I'd have to live to maybe about 95 or 96 years old. And then I'd see how they turned out. Because I'm curious. But when I have thoughts like that, other thoughts flood my mind. Would they be able to make a living the way that I did when I was a younger man? Or would they be able to think logically as well as critically about things in their society? Would they be able to properly analyze what they're looking at? Or would they just be looking for the next free Netflix movie that keeps them in a trance for 5 series? Man, do you know what this new Star Wars movies has done to the minds of the people that are going to try to pack out to see it in the first week? And all they had to do was wait for maybe 2 months and they'd be able to buy it and show it on their screens at home. But no, there's an urgency to embrace foolishness. Now, someone may say, well, that's what we could say about you. You embrace the God that has abandoned you, John. No, I still embrace Jehovah, Yahweh, Elohim. What's the matter with you? And I believe this, there are no gods that are worth anything besides him. And you notice I called him a him. Because I'm not in no stupid, politically correct language. God ain't your mother. God is your father. And James Brown said it best. Papa don't take no mess. I'm just being as clear as I can about the situation. You know, we live in a feminized society where men are frightened to me. Oh, I can hear some of your daughters now talking. Did you hear what that crazy man said? Why am I crazy? See, they've been taught to speak it because in speaking it, it becomes a reality to them. They're living in fantasy land. But you have to know how to patiently deal with such a mindset. Something has been left off and out of this young generation that's coming up. Let me answer this question. If someone asked me and said, John, would you have your druthers if America never changed in the way it was back in the 50s when you was a boy coming up? Would you rather stay there in that mentality, John, or be where you are in the mentality that you're in 2015. And I want you that are listening to me, if you're that old, to ask yourself the same question. And for those of you that are yet young listening to this kind of dialogue for the first time, place yourself 50 years in advance and tell me, would you be thinking in the same way you're thinking now? Let me say this. When I was a kid coming up, phones were hooked to big black plastic boxes in the wall. There was only one in the house. And Daddy and Mommy were the only ones who picked it up. That was not allowed. Why? If you was going to talk to your friend, and you in school, I'm talking about grade school and junior high and high school. My mom and dad would say, you had all day at the school to talk to them. If you didn't talk about what you had to talk about, no, you're not calling on this phone. But you know why black people had telephones? It wasn't so like these chicks do now, get on the phone and you never get a word in. Wasn't that mess they show you on these wide screens? They have the phone for emergency, so they could reach Madea at an instant, at a moment. That's why we never kept the lines clogged up. Telephone was a great, great way, because we could move to Chicago from Alabama, talk with our loved ones. So it wasn't all this foolishness talking with these boys on the phone, tying up the phone line. And what if grandma calls and she's deathly ill and can't get nobody but a California line to open up? She's so deep in the country. These selfish little braggarts today would just say, I don't even know who my grandmama is. They would say, how do I know she's really my grandmama? Completely different mentality. The world that I live in today, to you it may be as practical as the day is long, but keep living. I like that particular record in the background because of the little, I think that somebody in the house also likes it because they're singing. All right, I don't have to talk all day. Let me end up this webcast with a title. This is the mood that I'm in before I start working on my school notes, grading essays, analyzing philosophy. I don't listen to anything I don't want to hear. This is the most relaxing music when I'm doing my work. And looking out the window and watch the sun go down in the west, a few clouds that are in the sky, they're orange as an orange peeling, so you know what time it is in Southern California. Sun is setting in the west. My study is lit, and I'm ready to get to work. One more thing before I leave. No, that'll be my next subject matter. And the next subject matter will be something that equates to, why did Obama say what he said and so embarrass the international and local national political scene? Why did he say anything during the prime time break-in of any smashing news? Oh, and for those of you that are mesmerized by him because you never thought you'd live to see when the black man's in that White House, let me tell you something. The powers that be that run all this stuff can put anybody in that place. And that person is placed in that position to do what they're told to do. Obama is the president of the United States. But he's not in charge of anything. That principle of who's in charge is what runs our society. And the person that is truly godly and loves God would not get twisted up in the mentality of that group for anything, because that group is unscrupulous. They have no limits. None. Some of you are looking, oh, I can't cut this mic off today. I don't know what's wrong with me. Some of us are looking at what we can get. I can get this, I can get that. A couple of days ago, I came up about what Obama said about giving away more Section 8 houses. We jump on that like a slave jumping on Mammy Yoakum's scrap from the white master slave house back door. Think about it. This road mix is pretty good. I'll tell you what I did. I recently gone to Costco, bought canned tuna. Some good red looking tuna. Red meat in the can. And I open up one and I put some onions in it. A little mayonnaise, pepper, and I had a little this road mix that they give you, the nuts and the raisins. I just finished that one sandwich. That's dinner. That's all I need. And some healthy fruit drink. No sugars. I'm eating nuts, raisins, dried fruit, putting that in my system. That's going to be for dinner tonight. That's it. And of course, liquids. And I may make a protein smoothie later on tonight. Don't need anything else. I try to teach that principle to a lot of people that listen to me, because I want you to preserve. I want you to learn how to get the nutrients. See, you don't hear many pastors talking to you, especially retired ones. Why? Because most of them drop dead the second they retire. I'm telling you, if I could not teach philosophy, do you think that I would just come home and not do anything? I would be dead in about 30 days. Dead. Listen to that music. What gives you joy? What makes it work for you? And I don't even know what this record is. I've never heard it. That is a nice song. I like the way the voice interacts with the music. Well, I'm going to let you people go and so I can listen to this music, okay? Thanks for coming to my website. I love you guys. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in the word. Let me go and see what this girl is.